Let's, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, go live to Daytona Beach, Florida, where a gentleman now stands by here in our signing day spectacular. The great Marlon Lane taking a few for us, a nationally ranked running back. Marlon, good morning to you. Congratulations on signing with Tennessee. You did it earlier today. And welcome to the program. How you doing, Marlon?
I'm doing great.
Marlon, how did it feel this morning to sign and get those papers off?
Oh, I feel like I just lifted a 5,000-pound weight off my shoulder.
I can imagine, man. All that pressure.
So you bench pressed 5,000 pounds then.
All that pressure, all that build-up, Marlon.
I mean, it was a lot of pressure. No, I had like two or three weeks to break down my final decision at a short amount of time. So I just sat down every day with a banging headache and did all my pros and cons, and Tennessee came out on top. And I love it, although.
Lay the pros on me, Marlon. What were the pros about Tennessee?
Nah, everything, the facilities, the coaches, the players, the atmosphere, the city, everything. Everything was just great. I mean, I probably didn't have no bad thing to say about Tennessee. The only bad thing I could say is it was farther away from home, and it's good in the way because I don't need to be close to home.
Wow.
Marlon, talk a little bit about, I know you were injured some of your junior year and part of your senior. Talk a little bit about how that rehab process is going.
That rehab, it's been great. I had a bruised MCL my third week of the season in my junior year. And then first round playoffs, it ended up giving out on me after I tried to make a cut. And I blew my ACL out, and I rehabbed. I did worked out three times a day, Monday through Friday. And then I did a Willis McGahee workout for my knee, and I ended up coming back after this game in my senior year.
How important was it for you that Tennessee didn't turn their back on you after your injury?
It was very important. I mean, at the time I was kind of nervous because I was asking myself, was any school was going to back down on me? And Tennessee stayed with me, and like six more of the schools and some more schools stayed. So I feel that they weren't just recruiting me as a great player, they were recruiting me as a person too. So that kind of drew me in with Tennessee as well.
Marlon, were there some teams that backed off when the time came? Were there some teams that or some schools that exited when you got hurt?
Not really. They just, they'll call and ask how I was doing and the outcomes they were saying. They would still recruit me, but they wouldn't recruit me as hard as the other schools that stayed on me, like Tennessee and Clemson and Florida State. They stayed on me hard every day. But at the same time, Tennessee, they always been the recruiter. They talked to me every day, and we talked about life besides football. I just decided to go up and take a picture and take a look around and see if it was the place I wanted to be in, and it answered all my questions.
It's an exciting thing to hear you talk about what's in front of you. The opportunity at Tennessee in that backfield. How much did that come into play? The opportunity for playing time in that backfield at Tennessee, the instant playing time.
Pretty much, as I've been talking to the coaches, I know we're down with two running backs right now that's on scholarship, and we got me and another running back, Tom Smith, coming in, who me and him great friends.
Yep.
I feel I come in and work, I'm gonna start get on the field some playing time because I can catch, I can run routes, I do punt return, I can do it all. So it just goes by my work ethic, and I have a great work ethic. So as soon as I step on campus, I'm trying to be an impact player to help the team, the best way I can, to try to lead us to the SEC championship as well as the national championship for 2 to 3 years.
What about those young offensive linemen, man? I mean, Tennessee got good news today with Richardson and some other guys in that hall as well. That's got to be really exciting to you that you're going to run behind a very good offensive line for years to come.
Yes, that's one thing drove me in as well, because not only coming to Tennessee playing, I'm going to be there with the offensive line, the receivers, and the quarterback for the next 3.5 to 4 years. So I can grow up with them, so we can get to know each other as well, be the best for us. And that old line being that size, I can hide behind them without decking now, as I was in high school. Because, you know, with my size, I was all kind of bigger than my line, some of them. But that's just great to have.
Marlon, you also are very a guy whose reputation is that you catch the ball well out of the backfield. If you can, get into that side of your game, catching the ball out of the backfield, and how important that is for you to be a well-rounded back.
I think that's most important, because if a coach calls 5 wide, I don't have to run out on the sideline or they have to throw. I can just go in the slot, run rough, you know, because something I worked out of training each week, I always did running back standpoint, and I always did slot. I always ran routes with the receiver. Always did DB drills to keep my feet right and everything. And I just got on the jump machine and caught a lot of passes, caught a lot of punt returns. Ever since I was little, so I'm pretty sure that I'm glad that I did that, because it helped me in a lot of ways to use my skills on the field. Get me, you know, I match with a linebacker or a DB, because I'm pretty much bigger than the DB, so I can beat up on them a little bit.
Marlon, it was wonderful spending a few minutes with you today. Hey, you know, Tennessee's got one more big fish left on the board in Gabe Wright. You want to guess what's going to happen with him today? Any idea what's going to happen with him?
Well, we met up in Tennessee on a visit, and me and him got close real quick, as well as Antonio Richardson and all. So I'm hoping he become involved, you know. Hope he signed a pick.
Why don't you go ahead and shoot him a text really quick, okay?
All right.
All right, man. Have a Doc Gooden. Good talking to you, Marlon. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks.
All right, man. Marlon Lane, one more time.